Box.
Welcome to Mailbox. Over the last couple of weeks, we've received quite a number of letters and emails responding to our special program on May the 8th, dedicated to the anniversary of the end of World War II. Mike Koblížek from Ontario saw an article on our website with a photo of the Vítkov Memorial in Prague, where ceremonies are traditionally held. He sent us a photo taken from the same angle as the one on our site only 61 years ago.
I saw your commemorations picture at Vítkov in Prague, 61 years after the end of the World War. I may enrich the history with this picture taken at the same place, 61 years earlier, in 1945, during the Prague Liberation, not far from the Radio Prague building. First from the left is my father, Václav Koblížek, with his Czechoslovak friend soldiers, and with some of the soldiers of the liberating armies.
And from the United States, Raymond T. Tufo, who listens to Radio Prague in the state of New York, sent us this letter.
I have just recently resumed shortwave listening after being away from it for many years. I picked up an English language broadcast to North America of Radio Prague, and although this was a special broadcast celebrating the 61st anniversary of the end of World War II, I found it very informative, and I hope to become a listener of your regular daily programming.
And Raymond T. Tufo continues.
Although there are a countless number of books about World War II that fill many shelves of many libraries with facts, statistics, and stories about historical figures, we in the world cannot forget that the war was fought by people such as Major General Perzhina, who did not get recognition in world history. And of course, the events and communities such as Ostrava must always be told and can never be forgotten. I compliment your station for continuing these reports, and hopefully future generations will tell them as well.
A complete change of tone now. Scott MacDonald from Illinois listened to last Sunday's letter from Prague by Brian Sabin.
Having lived and worked in Chicago for many years, I especially enjoyed hearing the story about jaywalking, which is in fact almost a sport in Chicago. I visited Prague twice, and when I return, I will be certain to pay just a bit more attention thanks to the program. Your program is well-timed and very enjoyable here on late Sunday afternoons, and as the weather improves, will be very enjoyable with the portable from the hammock. I look forward to displaying your card at my office. I'm also looking forward to trying your podcast for times when propagation is poor, which is why I came to the website in the first place.
Mr. Atsuhisa Kageyama from Osaka, Japan, has also complained about poor reception conditions in his area. He sent us a photo of his receiver, antenna, and the area where he's listening, as well as a picture of himself. You know that we often encourage you to tell us in your reception reports more about yourselves and the place where you listen to Radio Prague. For instance, Stephen Hogan listens to us in New South Wales in Australia.
Our warm autumn days are still holding up. Nights and early mornings are cooler, so winter is not too far away. Crisp, clear nights are good for stargazing, so I can get my telescope out and search the heavens above. Tell me, what is the largest telescope in the Czech Republic, and where is it located?
Well, the largest telescope in the Czech Republic is located some 35 kilometers south of Prague in the Ondřejov Observatory, belonging to the Institute of Astronomy of the Czech Academy of Sciences. It is a reflector and has 2 meters in diameter. It was installed in the observatory in 1967. And that leads us smoothly onto our monthly competition, as the mystery person this month was also a keen amateur astronomer, at least judging from the title of one of his collection of poems. So this is the question for May. A well-known South American poet who received the Nobel Prize for Literature wrote under a pen name which he adopted from a 19th century Czech poet and journalist. What was the name of the Czech author? Just a reminder, we are asking you to tell us the name of the Czech author, not the South American one. The deadline for your entries is May the 31st, and the address is Radio Prague, 12099 Prague, the Czech Republic, or English at radio.cz. We'll be back next week, so till then, bye-bye.
Next up, Christy Ironside talks about breaking the ice at the Czech Republic versus Canada.